Okay, so the next topic we have is .NET Nuke. So Sam, go ahead and take it away on .NET Nuke.
Okay, so .NET Nuke is an open source. It's the most popular open source ASP.NET product in the Microsoft space out there right now. And it's a dynamic sort of, I call it a live CMS or content management system. And I'll demonstrate .NET Nuke very briefly here in a couple minutes. So you go to the .NETNuke.com site to get the download. You will have to register on the site, and you will join one of almost 750,000 people who have now registered on that site. And there's been more than 6 million downloads to date of this application. And it's just becoming much, much easier as well, as I'll show you in just a moment. There's a web platform installer, which is under the installation notes here. Microsoft.com/web is the new web platform installer where they handle all of the prerequisites for you. So the problems that are solved by .NET Nuke, you easily create dynamic web content without having to be a web developer. I mean, how many people just want to put up a blog or put up a little bit of technical information or even photos of their family or whatever, you know? But you don't want to have to be a web developer to do that. Well, .NET Nuke can help you. You can create, and the real killer feature in .NET Nuke is it's virtualizable. You can run as many portals, as many different URLs, unique URLs, out of a single installation of .NET Nuke that your machine hardware can handle. So a lot of hosters know this, and they like to sell .NET Nuke sites because they can put many, many, many portals on one installation of .NET Nuke on a server. So you get a hosted account, you know, pay 50 or 100 bucks a month or whatever for a good hosted account, and you can literally run a couple hundred portals on that or more. It's a rich application development platform. Okay, the book I just finished working on is the Rocks Professional .NET Nuke 5 book, where I wrote the module development chapters. And I'll show you a picture of the cover of that in a couple minutes here. But actually module development, custom module development in .NET Nuke is very easy to do. It's just like building any other ASP.NET application.
So Stan, say I own a club here in Florida, like a rock and roll club to be specific.
Right.
And I don't know much about programming. Would this be the product you would recommend to me to get myself started up? I don't know how to code, and I want to create my own website for my club and put it up on the internet.
Absolutely. In fact, there's several starter kits that you can use that actually give you effectively a site, ready to go for a club. You know, all you have to do is plug your name in, and you've got a forum on there, and you've got, you know, a membership list, and you've got the newsletter capability and the whole thing all ready to go, right out of the box.
Okay.
So we're going to switch to my screen now. And this is the Microsoft.com/web homepage. This is the new web platform page, and I encourage everybody to go and take a look at this. There's a number of different applications. If we look at the platform itself, we'll see that there are a number of different pieces that can go into a web application. And having to install these things, you know, ASP.NET, Internet Information Services, SQL Server Database, Visual Studio, these are all individual tools that you have to install and configure, and it takes, you know, you have to understand how to do it. So this web platform installer, all these prerequisites will get installed depending on the application you choose. It'll automatically install all these things and configure them for you. So you don't have to have the expertise to do it yourself. You can actually get started very, very quickly as a non-developer. And if we go and take a look then at the web app gallery, this is where you actually find the various applications that'll run. And right here on top, you can see one of the top of the top five web apps is .NET Nuke Community Edition. So already .NET Nuke has jumped right out into the lead here as the most popular download from this site. And there's a bunch of different ones. WordPress is a blogging tool. Here's the Community Edition over here. Drupal is another web portal application. It's not ASP.NET based. There's a gallery and a number of other things. So if you use this, it'll actually walk you through the installation process for .NET Nuke. Now, the actual DNN install takes about 15 minutes, so I'm not going to demo that right now. What I do want to do, though, is show you a portal that I've already set up and show you a little bit about what a .NET Nuke experience looks like when you actually run the portal. All right, so this is .NET Nuke. This is not the default skin out of the box. I have actually customized the portal just a little bit. I put my own logo up here on the top, and there's two pages that are visible on the site. The home page and a .NET Nuke page. I can switch between these just by clicking on the menu. So these are pages, and pages make up the menu structure, the hierarchy of menus within a portal application. So that delay as I clicked on it there was due to the fact that on my machine, IIS had a spin back up. I had let it time out. So now it will actually respond very quickly to clicks on the menu, and it doesn't take nearly as long. So the little bit of self-selling I'm going to do here is here's the book cover. You can see the four of us are Florida developers, including Ryan Morgan, Brian Scarbeau, and Daryl Hardy, who we collaborated on writing the book. And the fella on the left end is Sean Walker, who actually is the founder of the .NET Nuke project. So on this site now, you can see that I just have the two pages, and then there's one more item down here. And if I click on that, it actually will redirect me out to the .NET Nuke site. So I can actually put a link to another site totally, or I can link to a file on my site or a page inside my site or whatever I want. Okay, so that's possible to do out of the menu. So now I'm not logged in at this point. What I'm going to do is log in to a user account, and we'll see something that happens. Okay, I'm going to click login over here. What will happen is that the screen will update and let me, preferentially, depending on the roles that I'm in, it'll let me change some information on the site. So I'm going to log in as a user that I've got called Webcast. And we're going to see a couple things appear. Number one is that you can see a new page appears called Webcasts. Okay. Now, you'll notice on this page there are no edit controls. In other words, all we have is the icons, and there's really nothing that I can edit here on this page, and it's because I'm not in a role that allows editing in this account on that page. But if I go to the Webcasts page, you'll see that this account is in a role that allows editing, and I get these edit icons, so I can actually edit each of these items in these modules. So these are called modules. This happens to be a HTML module right here. Or, I'm sorry, it's an announcements module. You can see the add new announcement link here at the bottom. So these are little announcement items, and there's a more link, a read more link, so you can go, you know, you can bury some of your detail down below in a page. Each of these over here are links, and if I wanted to go edit one of those, for example, I can just click on this pencil icon in the front, and it'll take me to an edit page and let me actually update what that link is pointing at. So here's where I can point at a URL outside, a page on my site, a file, or even a user profile item. Here's where I put the URL in. I can actually get link tracking if I want. If I click these boxes, it'll give me link tracking, so I can tell how many people click on it and who's clicking on it. And as well, open the link in a new browser window. And down here in the description, I can actually format it, the description, so that it shows up. If I quickly cancel here and go back to that item, we can see that when I hover over it, that's where the description pops up. A completely formatted page, and you can actually pretty things up like that very nicely. So one of the things that I'm going to do here then is I can actually stage content kind of nicely. I mean, typically you're going to run your website maybe on a hosted provider somewhere, but I don't want to, you know, edit my pages where people can see them, you know, directly online. I mean, I can hide the page and then unhide it when I'm done editing, but there's another option. I can sort of stage my content on my local development machine and then push up the changes. So what I'm going to do here is go to the very top. I've got a control panel that'll drop down if I have edit permissions. And here, then, I'm going to add a module. So what I'm going to do is log out. And I'm going to log in as the admin. Actually, let me log in as the host user. Now, the host is the person who controls the installation of .NET Nuke. And then each portal has an admin user. And you can put multiple people in both of those roles. So there's a site admin for the site. As well as having the person who controls it. And what happens when you log in as admin or host is you get these new menus that are full of additional options for managing the site. Okay? So at this point, what I was trying to do here is on the webcast page, I wanted to add a module to the bottom. So I'm going to drop down my module list, and I'm going to choose, and you can see there's lots of modules that come out of the box. You know, there's a blog module here, there's documents, events calendar, feed explorers for RSS, forums, iframes, so you can actually display content from other sites inside of your .NET Nuke portal. There's a media, you know, where you can play videos and put pictures up there. Lots and lots of things. What I'm looking for here is the text HTML, and I'm just going to copy here this title. So my little edit icons are getting in my way here. So I'm going to copy that. I'm going to paste it in here. And what this is actually DNN version 3 webcast abstracts. Okay, it's going to go in the content pane at the bottom. So I'll click Add, and what will happen is I'll end up with a new empty module at the very bottom. Okay, now I could go down here and I could edit the text in this module, and literally, you know, type in what I want to go live, and when I click update, so I get a little Word-like rich text editor here, where I can type in, whatever content I want. I can do things like, color the fonts, all sorts of cool little features. All right, so what I'm going to do instead of typing in here, I'm just going to cancel this, and I'm going to use a feature called import and export, where I've taken the content separately, created some content. I'm going to import it into this module. So I'm going to choose the root folder here, which is where I have this particular item, and now I can just, and the correct one is selected. I've got several here that I can pick from, and I'll import it, and you can see what will happen is it'll bring in that content into that module. Here it is, fully populated. Okay, so
I didn't have to sit here and type it in.
And likewise, I can actually edit the title directly here. If I had wanted to make that like 3.1 or something, I can just type straight in and have it immediately update. And then the other really cool feature that I want to show right here is that if I go to the very top, I can go into layout mode. Okay, if I want to rearrange my modules a little bit, all right, what this will do is it'll redraw my screen into a layout view where I can see the panes that are, there's a top pane that spans the whole page. There's a content pane in the center, a right pane over here. Let's say I want to take this links module and I want to put it at the bottom. I can just click on it, drag it down here, and then follow the tip or the pointer, that little bar. And what it'll do is it'll just swap the order of those. So I don't have to, like go off to an edit page or something like that. Now there is a possibility of going to the move menu, which lets you move things around as well. But it has that nice Ajax drag and drop capability as well right on the page. So, there's a set of page functions up here for adding pages to the site, module control. You've seen a little bit how roles work, and when you get into an edit role, you can actually go and change things that are on pages. So you have total control over what people can see and who can edit the things on your site based on roles that you create. You are totally in control of the roles and how they're assigned to the pages and the modules. Okay, so that's one of my favorite features, being able to import data into a .NET Nuke module. So let me show you possibly the really killer feature of .NET Nuke. I'm going to switch the skin on the site. So a skin is a set of visual elements that make the site look unique for your application. So you always want to be able to make your site different from everybody else's. And one of the other things I'll do when I switch the skin is also switch the style of the header element here. You'll see this .NET Nuke announcements will turn from gray to a red color. So the host user on the site can upload skins, and then the admin users for each portal can apply these skins to their site. So I'm going to go to the admin site settings to do this, and I'm going to scroll down the page a bit, and we'll find the appearance section. Scroll down just a little bit more, and here is the portal skin. So I'm going to switch this to my VB.NET Expert skin that my friend Ryan Morgan from Aero Designs put together for me. Switch the container to red. Also, the editing skin, there's two different skin definitions here. And when I click update then, the site will switch over to the other skin look. And I'll go up and go back to the home page, and you can see that the header of the site is now completely changed. The other logo is gone. Now we have this new logo with my caricature on there and the MVP logo on the right-hand side. As well, the container in the center here has a box around it now, which is a visual element that you can put around any pane that you want. And the header of the .NET Nuke announcements has turned to a red color. So we're able to actually switch the skin completely. You don't have to be a developer to create a skin. There's two different skinning options. There's a developer-oriented one and a designer-oriented style of creating the skin. And you can also do a pure CSS skin for a .NET Nuke site. So .NET Nuke is a great platform. You don't really have to know anything about web development to use it. There's a couple things you got to know to install it, but that web application installer really gives you a leg up on doing that. So .NET Nuke is easy to install, really easy to run, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's just fun to use. Once you kind of get addicted to it once you get in there.
Well, thanks a lot, Stan.
200 pin connectivity. 56K, just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive. With 300 horses, I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll. Cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe. And he who dies with the most toys wins.